What kind of store?
You'd go to the furniture store.
Sure. I was wondering if you'd ever heard people call, refer to their furniture as a plunder or something like that.
No.
If you'd ever heard that.
No.
Okay. What about these things, well, like these, for instance, that keep out the light that you can draw?
Drapes?
Mm-hmm.
I just got through making those, by the way.
Oh, really? You make your own?
We just hung them up Saturday night.
They look nice.
Oh, thank you.
It's taken a long time to do.
Not really.
Is there anything else you might call any kind of cloth covering for the windows besides drapes?
Well, window curtains.
Mm-hmm. Be the same thing?
No, it's not the same as drapes, but...
What would be the difference between curtains and drapes?
Curtains, I think, are from a more sheer fabric.
Mm-hmm.
They're not lined. They wouldn't be on a traverse rod.
They just...
I don't think they would be.
More or less permanent, not adjustable, you know, like these are.
I had never really considered it, I guess.
You know, you've probably seen these things that some people have over the windows. They're on rollers, and you can pull them down.
Oh, a window shade.
Those
mm-hmm.
shades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. What about these things that are usually white and slatted, and you can adjust them?
Oh, Venetian right. blinds.
Yes,
huh.
Right. Right. I see.
And we used to have those.
Hard to keep clean.
Oh.
Oh, no. Maybe get dusty easy. You mentioned a wardrobe. I guess those took the place of, well, what would you say those took the place of before you had these built-in places to hang your clothes?
It took the place of a clothes closet.
You didn't have built-in closets
no,
in
mm-mm.
your house that you grew up in? I see. Did you have a place, I don't know if this house has one or not, but some right underneath the top of the house, you'd have a place for storage?
It was the loft. Yeah.
Would you call, does this house have one?
It has an attic.
An attic. Is that because it's newer?
I think so.
I see. Yeah. What about, well, naturally, the place where you cooked, you just call that
the kitchen.
Did you ever see any on houses around here, houses where the kitchen wasn't built into the house, but it was away from
my grandparents. Both grandparents had their house. It was not away, but it was it was connected with an open breezeway type thing. I remember that.
Why do you suppose it was built like that? Connected, not built into the house like it is nowadays?
As I understood, it was to protect the house from, if a fire should occur, it wouldn't, they could control it a little
mm-hmm.
easier, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all I ever knew.
Right, I see. Did you have a little room off from the kitchen where you might keep canned goods or extra dishes?
No, we didn't, and I don't remember, one of my grandparents might have, but I don't remember. It would have been the pantry if there had been one.
Ever heard anything like that referred to as a safe?
Well, I've heard it. Yep, that's a piece of furniture in the kitchen, though.
Could you tell me about it? What it looked like?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to find one now.
They hard to come by?
I thought I had one not long ago, and somebody gone to the place and stolen it, I think.
Do you collect antiques or something? Or refurnish?
Oh.
Refinish?
We have just two or three, that chair over there and a companion straight chair to that and our daughter's bed.
Tell me about the organ stove too.
Oh yes, that. But I wanted the safe to use over at the farm. They're called pie safes, I think. It's more like, some of them are like the china cabinets now. The upper part would have a screen, two screen doors maybe, with drawer space and a couple little doors beneath that for storage. Some of those